Hey everyone, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Writers at RVFTA.com.
And the authors of The Idiot's Guide to RV Vacations.
About 10 years ago, we had a couple of babies and a marriage that was on the rocks.
So we bought an RV and we started camping. The rest, as they say, is history.
Join us as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We'll also keep you dialed in to the latest RV innovations from people in the know.
So pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the RV Atlas. We are beyond excited to have with us one of our absolute favorite people in the RV industry.
And legendary talker.
Legendary talker. And so he makes a great guest on a podcast. This guy wakes up mid-sentence. It's Chris Barth, and he's the Senior Director of Product Development for Towables at Jayco. Chris, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Chris.
Thank you so much for having me, you guys. I love being with you guys. I am not known for the brevity thing, so I can go on and on. I'm so sorry, but I'm excited to be here today.
We love the fact that you literally cannot stop talking about RVs. It's a very endearing quality. But, you know, we initially set up this interview because we really wanted to talk about a pretty big award that you won, or, you know, that Jayco won back in March at RVX in Salt Lake City. Your Jayco Eagle HT 264 BHOK won the Family Friendly Spotlight Award at RVX. And that was a really big deal. And we hadn't really given you the opportunity on the show to kind of talk about this model and why it became award winning. But then we just found out that we also get to congratulate you on something else. You are now the Senior Director of Product Development at Jayco, and you're overseeing a lot of product development and design of the towables line.
Absolutely. The RVX thing was a big deal. We loved that we got to spotlight that product. And Jayco's focus is really, really on product development at this point. So we realigned the team. I'm going to be acting as basically team leader for that product development group. We have a leader in each segment, but that's an exciting new thing. Certainly, a unit like what we had, what we showed at the RVX I'm hoping that that's going to kind of show where our heads are at moving forward, is trying to have something that defines a category in each of these spaces.
Well, and I mean, it just feels like, we don't have to go into detail about this, but it feels like there's a shifting marketplace underneath your feet in a lot of ways. So, good luck to you as you really look to the future and stay up with the times and stay ahead of the times, really, I think, is what Chris Barth is known for. So let's talk about
I'm
this.
Super excited.
Yeah, and we'll have you back on and talk about more towables more broadly. But let's talk about this award-winning Eagle. So it was the Eagle HT 264 BHOK. Stephanie and I love this unit. So why do you think that this was a spotlight winner? What about this rig really stands out?
As RVIA kind of defined the category, I mean, they were looking for something that was innovative and also had a very high level focus on family style camping. I think families today are looking for something that is so versatile. They're looking for something that, again, fits multiple different kinds of camping styles. And so there's things that we did on this coach really specifically that put it kind of in a category all of its own. I know that I've talked to you guys a little bit about the idea that our travel trailers that we build on at Eagle are basically flat floored fifth wheels. I mean, they're fifth wheel level gear that's on a travel trailer. So this is not the cheapest travel trailer in the space. We really, really were pushing the high value, high content here. And there is a reason that customers are looking for that, right? They don't want to skimp on some of the features. So real simple things like even having the drop frame chassis in the build, which creates an enormous storage space. Even small things like that help to define what this can do for a family, because we know the amount of gear that families are bringing along today. In the back of this coach, it featured a small entry door right into the rear of the coach where you can load in kayaks. And we showed at RVX, we showed a 10 foot kayak in there. The reality there is we saw that there's space even to maybe put up to 4 10 foot kayaks in that unit. In the pass-through storage up front, you could probably go another pair of 8 foot. Is every family doing that? No, but bikes and kayaks are absolutely coming along with families today, as is a whole bunch of other gear.
I'll just stop you there for a second and let's focus on that, because years ago, you know, we bought our Octane toy hauler, and we had some of the folks from Jayco who were in charge of a lot of the toy hauler design on the show at the time. And we were just kind of chatting with them about why we chose the toy hauler. And that was a real part of the conversation. It was, hey, originally the toy haulers were designed for folks that had, you know, off road, you know, motorcycles, razors, things like that. But we were saying, hey, we want to bring all our toys that aren't motorized. We want the paddle boards and the kayaks and the bikes. And those things we found with our traditional travel trailer
were really difficult. They're a pain in the neck to get in through the front door.
So here we, years ago, felt that we had to go into a toy hauler in order to be able to bring all these things. And I feel like a couple years later, you've brought that pain point, like you've tried to solve that in the Eagle line.
Well, so we see people, the usage has changed a bit for sure. Toy haulers are still wonderful for that. I often think that people kind of pigeonhole those or stereotype them as one kind of thing. But what you guys are doing is actually much more frequent than most people, I think, realize. We hear about people using them as, you know, even bringing dogs along or grill equipment and, I mean, all sorts of extra gear. It's your garage, right? It's a garage. So the idea of taking some of that concept and making room for it in more traditional or conventional travel trailer and fifth wheel product or hybrids like that, right? Bringing some of those things in is very, very good. It makes the coach more camping correct. If we address the needs of the customer, thinking about all the stuff that they want to really bring along. Mid bunks, for instance, are really popular because it kind of, again, does a blend like that. So we have a lot of product that's successful right now because of blending ideas about what it should be to be camping correct.
I just also want to talk about one other thing that you mentioned that really stuck out to me in that first question that we just asked you is you said that you wanted these trailers to be useful in the variety of different ways that families camp. And I think to be honest, in this industry, it's rare for me to hear people talk about the RVs in their natural habitats, right? Everybody's always talking about the features and what it has inside, but so few people actually reference the campground.
I think
right?
very few people in the industry are also super thoughtful about how families use RVs. And I think a lot of people do take family campers for granted and just throw out the $20,000 stick and tin trailer and expect everyone to buy them. But, you know, you are operating at a slightly more luxurious price point, but you're also putting the thoughtfulness behind it that makes it earn that price point and the features. So like when I think of this award-winning Eagle, and it's the Eagle HT 264 BHOK we're talking about, three things jump to mind for me. It's those kind of luxurious qualities, but then it's also the ability to be sort of an outdoor adventure rig, which I love so much, which I think is missing from so many of this typical stick and tin trailers. But then also the interior design on this thing is breathtaking, and that got a lot of attention too. So can you speak about the interior design of this and why everybody's raving about it?
Yeah, absolutely. We did something very different on the Eagle line for 2019 models, and that's continuing forward in 2020, which was to allow there to be consumer choice. Typically, when the RV industry talks about interior design or decor is what it's always called, it's talking about a couch color and maybe the valances, you know, the window treatments. Maybe it's the cushion on the dinette or something.
In right? brown or dark brown?
You can get brown, brown, or brown. And while Henry Ford had that famous quote about any color they want as long as it's black, That's really not very consumer friendly. And if we think about what people are looking for, when we would have women come in at shows all the time, and the look of disappointment when they're talking about when we'd say, yeah, you can get this in, I can get light brown or dark brown. And finally, we moved to a gray, and we saw a great response on that. We talked to Stacy Stewart, our interior designer at Jayco, about what can we do to change this up. The reality is most people, when they're talking about interior design, they're looking for more change than that. So vinyl flooring and countertops. And what about wood color? How would that work? So on Eagle, we'd offered a very traditional look in a hand-rubbed brown maple, gorgeous, gorgeous coach. But I would call that more like, again, the traditional RV look. Then we moved to this thing we called Modern Farmhouse, which was a white painted cabinet with a dry glaze, a gray dry glaze on it that kind of antiqued it a little tiny bit. It has a nice look to it that you'd see in residence today. But we didn't just do that wood. We mashed up all the other stuff. So things like the furniture style itself changed, not just the furniture color, but the style of it. And the lighting and the hardware. So all of these elements that are actually not, I would tell you that it's complicated to figure out how to do this. So a team like Jayco, our engineering team, our purchasing team, those folks, it's complex to purchase that way and to build that way. But because we have a strong engineering department, we're able to support that. Other manufacturers may find that to be too difficult. In fact, I think that's exactly what we've heard from some suppliers who shared information back with us.
Now, Chris, go ahead.
I was going to say, one of the coolest things I will tell you is that based on the success of what we saw on Eagle, you will be seeing that very, very broadly at Jayco come August.
Hint. What a
tease.
Well, that's what I was going to just ask you was what's been your take rate, right? Like, so this has been not quite a year yet, right, that people have been able to have the Modern Farmhouse. Has the take rate surprised you, or has it been about what you expected?
Yeah, so I don't want to help my competitors along really well here, but I'm also going to say for the good of the RV community, we need to acknowledge that consumer choice is a very, very positive thing. Jayco's really good at that. So our take rate has surprised everyone because initially when meeting with some folks in management, there was a fear about that it would be, you know, is it going to be a 90-10 split? Is it going to be an 80-20? When they asked me what I thought it was going to be, I told them 80-40. And they said, well, that doesn't actually add up to 100. That's a problem.
I said, you're not
adding in the extra 20% of sales that we're going to get when people see that they have a choice.
And then their jaws dropped and they promoted him.
So let's pretend that the plan very much worked and we are sitting pretty much at a 50-50 blend. The travel trailer product actually is a little higher in Modern Farmhouse. The fifth wheel product is a little higher in traditional, but it's right at that 50-50 blend right now, which is exactly exactly where I wanted it.
And one might guess that difference between travel trailer and fifth wheel might be a difference in demographic, right?
For sure. It absolutely is. And Eagle represents kind of four different kind of segments. So you've got the most luxurious travel trailer that Jayco builds. You've got our new HT series, which, again, that 264 is an absolute standout in that space. Then we have our entry-level HT fifth wheel. So that's a mid-profile kind of getting into fifth wheeling. And then the next level up, which is the Eagle fifth wheel. So the demographic is important. And certainly other products that are in the marketplace also kind of shape that because some dealers wanted to put more Modern Farmhouse on the ground if they had competitive product on the ground next to it. Now, we knew they were going to do that. But again, the idea there was let's see what the consumers say. And I don't want to say that white wood is perfect for everyone. It isn't. Some people love that, you know, that beautiful brown maple or you see the wood shining through, right? So it was really about if I could do it the way I wanted to do it, what if we could offer somebody kind of two different, completely different looks, different demographics for sure, but two completely different looks.
And some people have messy 5-year-olds, and some people have neat 15-year-olds too. So
Exactly. So it's all about, again, fitting camping style, right? Does this fit your style? Does this fit your personal taste? I think the RV industry tries to pigeonhole customers a lot and not let kind of some of that personal, here's how I personally will use this coach. I'm going to be off-grid, or I'm going to be at a campground full-time. That's two different kind of profiles, right? So why are we going to do it in design as well? I think that's why it works.
Let's zoom in on the award-winning Eagle for a second. Yeah. And you just said that people have different camping styles, and some people like to go off-grid, and some people like to camp with full hookups. The way you equipped the Eagle for RVX was really interesting, because you kind of – there is the possibility of making the award-winning Eagle HT264 an off-grid adventure vehicle, right? So what did you throw on there to make it a little bit more of an outside-the-box choice for people who want to get off the grid?
Well, typically travel trailers do not have space for a generator. And you might find that on a toy hauler, for sure. Toy hauler travel trailers have been doing that, but not on a conventional or more conventional rig. When we set up the drop frame chassis, which, by the way, is patent pending, the way that we set this up, it had a specialty storage tray up front that made lots and lots of room for, how is somebody going to use this? We don't exactly know, but what if they wanted to put a 5,500 watt Onan generator up there? Okay. What if they wanted to put the 6-volt AGM battery in this to make it so it's an off-grid warrior? What if they wanted to go full solar? We showed that unit at RVX with all of that gear on there to say, if you want to, you can do this. Now, Jayco doesn't offer all of those things from the factory, but we do prep for all of that stuff. So you can order a generator prep on that unit, and you can order solar prep. Solar prep is standard. You will be able to order, come August, you will be able to order a solar kit for the first time based on our work with GoPower. So there are things that we saw on that and kind of testing the waters and wanted to see response from the RVX unit, and people responded very, very well. Yeah, I want to go off grid. Sure, I do. It's not for everybody, but one of our dealers who bought the one that was actually in our display. So we had one at RVX. They had one in the main hall in the reveal, and then they had one in our display. The dealer who bought it in our display, it's his personal camper. That's what he uses for his family. And he's off-grid guy in Montana. He loves it, you know?
So we're developing a theme here. I mean, so you have consumer choice on the interior. You have, two very different choices. But you also have some serious consumer choice, or at the very least, consumer options on the exterior. I love the fact that you could be like on a full hookup site at a KOA, or you could be out boondocking if you make a couple additions to this thing, which it's built to accommodate. So love it.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about technology, because one of my concerns, right, with where RVs have been going in terms of design and outfitting is that really as technology expands in the design of RVs, user experience may actually suffer, right? Because then instead of camping, you're worrying about how these certain technologies are working or not working in your camper. And it's just sort of one of those trends that I've noticed, right, in the industry as a whole. So I know that you are being very careful and thoughtful about some of like the tech options that you are incorporating into your campers. And you're doing a lot of testing with, different partners for this kind of stuff.
Yes.
Can you kind of, talk a little bit about how you make sure that you're not going overboard on the tech thing so that people end up struggling and frustrated while they're camping?
Yeah, so for sure, the more complicated that we make these, the more problematic they can be. So I actually think that the best way to do this is to allow for some opt-in. We're allowing people to add more tech as needed. Certainly, I will tell you, when you get to the Eagle level, and we've talked about this before, that buyer is not a first-time RVer. They are more of an RV geek. They love this lifestyle. They have special gear that they already have kind of played around with on other coaches. They want to maybe push the limits on some things. We also have people who want to keep it simple. So the opt-in idea, I can prep a whole bunch of stuff from the factory and make it ready, but we don't say that you have to do this or force you into thing. And then also the idea of some redundancies. If you have something that is going to be Wi-Fi enabled or Bluetooth enabled, if you're wirelessly connecting, can we also have the ability to say, I don't need everything to be that way. In some places, a simple light switch will do.
Yes. I like that idea that you can use it when you have the reliable Wi-Fi, but that you're not reliant on the Wi-Fi in order to really have your coach function.
I like the idea of opting in on all of it, right? I don't know that everybody wants to be connected that way all the time. And again, there are some people who want it to basically be a James Bond level project. We have to try to make sure that it's good for all the different buyers that are out there. So, yep, we're pushing tech. You will see, actually, I'm going to tell you my prediction for the industry in the end of 2019 calendar year here is every coach from everybody is going to be talking about how it's a smart coach. You're going to see some version of that on everything. And it's going to be all different levels. And I think that Jayco is doing it in a very, very smart way. Like I said, there'll be some redundancies built in. There'll be things that make sense. That is something that we're testing at that same time. It has to be simple and easy. We have all different age groups, all different levels of technology, people, how technologically aware they are. So we have to be careful about that. I don't want to make anybody feel strange about how they interface with a camper. When really the simplicity of I want to go out in the woods and be next to a campfire is where that's the killer app to me.
Right. That it's really helping not keeping you from that.
Let's go back to the nuts and bolts of the Eagle HT 264, because it is, you know, it is such a unique unit in terms of the floor plan, in terms of the length, in terms of the weight. So could you just give us some basic details on that one for somebody who might be intrigued to go take a look at it online? And we will link to the model in the show notes. It is a really cool unit, and it's quite a bit different than a lot of other things out there. So what are just some basic specs on the award-winning Eagle?
Yeah, so some of the concept there was to build a shorter, lighter weight product. We wanted in the Eagle space. Again, we are in the more of a luxury level travel trailer, but we were having a lot of consumers asking us for some of the gear again from Fifth Wheel. So some of that is even things like the interior height is a little taller. You've got a true 60x80 bed with the option to go to 72x80 king bed in the front. There's an entry into that bedroom space that makes it so you have a private entry. It uses things like the Moride step above step to get in. It has a wonderful outside kitchen that's made of a galvanized steel, so it's more waterproof. I've talked to you guys about how we want to have an awesome outside kitchen experience, because we know how many of our customers are using those to kind of supplement other things they're doing. There is an outside entertainment space on this that folds open where you could put a TV on the outside, but it's also set up for, it's exactly right to fit bag chairs in there. I mean, who doesn't camp without that, right? And then the storage space goes all the way up to the ceiling, so you could actually put fishing poles in there. This is the kind of stuff that I think when we're thinking through it of, hey, somebody might want a TV here, but someone else says, I just want the storage space. The bunk in the back where the kayaks would go in, the bunk beds, the bunk folds up. There were D-rings installed in the floor there, so there was lots and lots of space. I don't know if someone's going to bring big bikes along, or if they're bringing kayak, or if they just want to put more gear in there. We wanted to make that space available kind of in a convertible way.
And we're talking at about 33 feet, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, about 33 feet. And there's also a Big Brother version to this, which is a little bit longer, the 284 BHOK. So if someone wants a little bit more space, a larger dinette space, it really is growing the slide room. But the rear end of the coach, one of the things we know as well with families, bathrooms are important. So having a nice sized bathroom that is kind of set up with room to put enough towels and enough gear in there that if you need to use that bathroom, no one feels weird about how awkwardly small it is. It's also right in easy entry, easy access right from the entryway. There's a coat closet as you come in. There's a pantry. There's these things that everyone says, these are necessary items that will tick boxes for me to make it so I want to buy this coach. If you want to go with a fireplace, you have the option to do so. If you want to go with U-Dinette, which is very popular for both sleeping space as well as gathering the family around, you can. A real popular way that this is being shown actually is with a chaise lounge kind of setup that has a table. And then also some storage space.
That's our strong preference. We really like that.
And get some TV trays and for extra, you know, food space or whatever. We definitely like that option instead of the U-shaped dinette that's been more common, you know, that we've been able to get out there.
That's right across from the TV because we had complaints about, hey, you're putting this awesome TV in here. It's HDMI and I can do all this stuff that I have an HDMI port, so I could actually set it up so it can be a movie station or a gamer station or something like that. Even though, yep, I'm out in the wild, I want to bring some of these things along because I'm going to have a cold night or a wet night or whatever. And so having that TV space correctly positioned against where the family is going to sit is important. And it's also kind of zoned, right? So there's like that little living room zone, and then we move into that kitchen zone. Mom and dad's bedroom in this one has a door that closes completely and is lockable. That's a thing that, as a parent, I like that idea, you know, of, hey, this is our space, you know.
It was my number one complaint about our ultralight. That was one of the reasons we moved away from the ultralight line was I needed a door instead of a curtain.
Absolutely.
Now, I think some people out there might be saying, well, oh my gosh, how is all of this fitting into a 33-foot trailer? And I think one thing to point out, and everybody can look at the floor plans online, is that you're getting the dinette or the chaise, but you're not getting a couch. But then you could go up to that big brother floor plan if it's like a necessity for you to have the dining room table and the couch. So you, once again, consumer choice is sort of ruling the day with the Eagles.
That's true. I mean, this is a conversation that I've had with a lot of customers at shows and at dealerships where the reality here is that I'm going to use this phrase. This is a lap eating customer. They don't need a true dinette space. Because they're outside at their campsite. You know,
it's called the picnic table.
Yeah. Throw it under the awning on a rainy day and call it, you know, that's
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
People were shocked when we got rid of the dinette in our Octane. And we just explained to people, like, that's just not how we camp. And we have the picnic table and we use the outside area as, you know, part of our home when we're camping.
Even when it's raining.
Now, Chris, we are super excited to be able to see what else you've come up with for the Eagle lineup at Homecoming in this upcoming August in Las Vegas. We know that you won an award for a design, you know, over the last year. And we also know enough about you to realize that probably didn't keep you from coming up with even more ideas for the upcoming 2020 Eagle lineup.
We've been pretty blessed with getting some good recognition. RV Business Magazine gave us a top debut on a model, the 319 MLOK, which you and we talked about. That was one of the really cool bar in it. You know, we had other publications that recognized us. In fact, all of the publications have recognized one unit or another in the last year here as something really cool. Absolutely, we are bringing out some new stuff that's going to be very, very cool. I think there'll be a new travel trailer in that space that people will really love. It will be a bigger HT, but it's a bunkhouse model, and it's going to be one that I think we'll get a lot of love on.
All right, we'll look for it.
We'll head there first.
Travel trailers as well that are going to be I think if we talk about fifth wheels, our flat floored fifth wheels being what we love to see there, seeing some of our fifth wheel, our most popular fifth wheel floor plans as travel trailers and what that looks like, those are exciting things that are coming too.
Well, Chris Barr, thank you so much for coming on the show, and I'm excited to say that we'll see you in Las Vegas and we'll carry on this conversation in August.
Yeah, when we are together in Vegas, I think you're going to be super excited to see all of the stuff, the Eagle decor stuff as it is, how it proliferates throughout the lineup. I think that's what customers are going to go really, really nuts for in the fall.
All right. Well,
I'm excited to see you guys.
We know you're going to tell us all about it then, and we'll share with all of our listeners. All right, Chris, look forward to it. See you then.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas. And a big thanks to the sponsors of this show, Jayco, Bass Pro Cabela's, Thetford, Go Power, and Go RVing. We appreciate their support in creating educational and inspirational RV content.
You can also find links to everything mentioned in this episode over at rvfta.com, plus hundreds of blog posts on everything from gear recommendations to our favorite camping recipes.
If you enjoy our show, please leave us a review wherever you listen, and make sure to get social with us on Facebook at The RV Atlas and on Instagram at Jeremy and Stephanie. Plus, we've got the friendliest campers around in our private Facebook group, so check it out.
Until next time, I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Stephanie.
And we'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.